emptiness. There came an emptiness, silent, deafening. I tried it for effect from room to room, gathered in a vase, stitched into cushions, papered upon the walls. I scraped it from one place in layers and applied it to another, varnished and polished it. The emptiness remained. Spring came, and I dug it in the earth, planted it with flowers, weeded and nourished it. It began to move, slowly and with a swirling motion, from the inside of my head to the outside. In the emptiness had left, sounds began to penetrate. The sudden chirp of a bird, a voice, a ginger cat. A silence.